Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Movement Watches, and it's also brought to you by Marvel and Vans.
Oh my goodness.
What a combo of things.
Yes.
Let's podcast.
Okay.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
Hello!
Nick Mason, I just realized, pad, while I put the cushions on the floor.
Uh-oh, the echo cushions. Oh, no, this is real. This is happening. He's unlocked the door. He's slid the door open. He's thrown away the cushions that are too small to prevent echo. The dog's come in. Oh, this is a nightmare. He's screaming. All the cushions are here. Okay, hello, dog. Hello. Hello, dog. All right. You're here. Okay. Dog's missed me, clearly.
If this is your first time listening, feel free to not stick around. That's absolutely fine.
It's always somebody's first podcast, isn't it? It's good that happened because I had nothing. I haven't been doing anything. Actually, no, I have. I've been on two podcasts this week.
You told me that just before we started.
I did.
What have you been on?
I was on the most recent episode of It's a Duck Blur.
A very good show.
My friends over, Sarah and Michael, who talk about every episode of DuckTales, but they've finished talking about DuckTales.
Yeah.
So now they're talking about Darkwing Duck.
Which episode did you do of Darkwing
Duck? The one where he turns into Spider-Man, or a thinly veiled Spider-Man copy.
So we went from a thinly veiled Batman copy.
Correct.
Is it good?
It's good. Yeah,
I remember liking that show.
I mean, the show's terrible.
Is it?
Yeah, it's so bad.
Is it worse than DuckTales?
You know what? This apparently was an episode that was never re-aired. Like they aired it once, and they I mean, maybe it's because you see Darkwing's corkscrew dick, but maybe not. I don't know.
It's probably that.
No, I think it's probably because it's a weird Spider-Man parody or something like that. Okay. And then I was also on an episode of a show called Webby versus Nostalgia, where my friend Jeremy Webb, Webby, goes through like old people. Not old people. I'm not an old person.
He runs right through them.
He runs through old people. No, he and a guest go through people's old video games that they loved as kids.
Oh, great.
And he plays them and he looks at them with videos.
What did you do?
I can't remember. This was a while ago.
That's right. You recorded this like comedy festival.
Yeah. But I remember definitely we did talk about The Secret of Monkey Island. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
That was a game, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I never played it.
But that's it. I had a good old fun time with that episode. So.
Fantastico.
I love podcasting.
Well, Mason, why are you been flittering about town? I've been losing my mind.
How
Claire's
so?
Claire's been in Darwin for the fifth day now.
For anybody who doesn't know, Darwin's like the Northern Territory.
Imagine
it's a long
the
way
opposite
away.
Of Australia to where I currently am.
Yeah,
pretty much.
But not the opposite of Australia as you perceive it. It's exactly how you perceive Australia because it's hot and
crocodiles.
It's out in the bush and there's crocodiles. Yeah. Everything can kill you up there.
Yeah, you'll get bitten.
You'll get bitten.
Just people,
yeah.
Animals, whatever. Sure. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
People are just running through old people, Webby style.
That's right.
He did the sound stuff at our live show.
Yes,
didn't
he did.
He?
Yeah.
Yeah, good on him.
Mm-hmm.
What a good old fella.
Good egg.
All right, Mason, let's do this show. It's been a bloody... It's a bumper week, Mason.
It's a bumper
week. It's a bonza week for content.
Oh, it's bonza for content.
Sometimes we pad.
Hashtag bonza for content. what's when we have a bad week? What would it be? So if it's a good week, it's bonza for content.
Dabbing for...
Why would it be dabbing?
Because dabbing's sad. It's the saddest thing. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's not supposed to be a sad thing.
Yeah.
But it's the saddest thing,
I was
right?
hoping for some sort of Australian reference for sad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
It's a real Nigel No Mates for content.
It's a real Drongo for no content.
Yeah, okay, I love it. It's Drongo for content. That's what we're using.
Doesn't rhyme, though.
Doesn't matter. It's a good. Okay, it's Bonza and Drongo for content. But this week it's Bonza for content.
What did you think of the Halloween trailer?
I didn't understand.
What is this movie called?
Halloween again?
Is it called Halloween? Let me double check.
It's just called Halloween, but there's already been one called Halloween.
There has
the
been.
First one, and I think there's already been a remake called Halloween.
Yeah, well, Rob Zombie did it. They did 4 or 5 sequels.
I guess there's
three is not connected.
I guess there's no rule against it.
There's a rule against it, Mace. No, there's not.
Okay.
Man, I'm bonza for content this week.
But I didn't understand, because it seems, again, having not really seen any of them,
I can explain it.
It seems to me that this is a direct sequel to the first
Correct.
One. And he's been in, Michael Myers, the killer from the first one,
yes.
has been in prison for 40 years.
For the Austin Powers films, yes.
Oh, terrific.
Or was it Love Guru? I can't remember.
Yeah, that's why they threw him, they put him away and locked away the
yeah.
gate.
Yeah, okay, I can explain this. Okay, so they did reboot it in like yes. the mid to late 2000s.
Halloween H20.
No.
Oh.
That was a sequel.
Oh.
That they did. Rob Zombie did his own version where Michael Myers was abused as a kid and it's like, darkness, you know. But this is a direct sequel to the first.
I heard a metal song this week and the chorus was, "Welcome to our world of pain." It's pretty fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
So ridiculous.
Was it a good song?
No.
Well, that chorus is out.
Your boy, isn't it?
So the second one, which was made 3 years after, is set the same night, and Michael right. gets out and comes back, and that's where it's revealed that he's her brother.
Right.
Because in the original film, he's not. He's just a guy who killed like a babysitter and a couple other people or whatever, and then he goes after...
So when you say this movie came out 3 years later, you mean 3 years out of the original one was 40
yeah.
years ago. Okay, right.
It was 81 or something like that.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen either of them, but I've seen recaps and reviews.
Yeah, right,
you know what I mean? I do actually want to go back and watch them. I've got a question about that a bit later in the tweeters.
Uh-huh.
But I think maybe they should have kept the second one, because apparently that one's okay. But
yeah,
that being said, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but this is the thing to do now. You just... swipe away all the bad ones. Just ignore. Though I saw H2O in cinemas,
mm-hmm.
and I laughed my ass off. I thought it was
great.
Hilarious. Like I was
in
like 14 at the time or something like that when it came out.
Yeah, but you thought everything was hilarious.
That's true.
Boners you thought were hilarious.
I did. Schindler's List.
Hilarious.
What a rot.
Yes.
What was I going to say?
H20.
H20. It's kind of different because this one looks like she's more on the front foot.
Yeah, right.
In H2O, which has nothing to do with water. For a second, I'm like, is Michael Myers the one who doesn't like water? No, that's Jason doesn't like water.
Mm.
But she's in hiding and she's trying to forget her past and she's changed her name or whatever, and then he comes after her. But this is similar, except she's
hunting him down.
She's just been shooting dummies for 40 years waiting
yeah,
for
right.
him. Hasn't okay. changed her hair or anything.
Okay.
She had the cool haircut, remember, in H2O?
Oh, yeah.
You seen H2O?
No.
And at the very
it's H20, I want to be clear. It's
H20. No, it's H2O. You don't
just
call
add
it,
water.
You don't call
it's
it
H20, just add water.
You don't call it H20 and not think the people are going to think that.
I know, but they did.
It's on them.
But I know. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. Have you seen any of these?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
All right, maybe we'll do an episode on like the first or couple of
All right.
first couple of ones. Yeah.
Is that why Mike Myers did the film So I Married an Axe Murderer?
Yes. I don't know.
Okay.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
I remember thinking it was really funny, but I probably saw it in 97
when
everything was hilarious.
Everything was hilarious.
Yeah. He's 60 though, also. That's the other thing.
That's not scary.
Isn't
you
it?
You can still be spry as a 60-year-old.
Well, I saw an interview with the director. And Danny McBride like co-wrote this as
yeah,
well
right.
for some reason. And he said that he's like a Mickey Rourke 60.
Okay, yeah. So a
terrifying
a bigger tree trunk. Yeah. A block of cement.
Yeah. I think this could be good.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or nothing.
Right.
And then they'll just do another one in 20 years.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Halloween H60.
But do you remember
hydrogen sulfide.
I'll say this one more thing.
I don't know what H60 is. I'm gonna look it up.
You should look it up just quickly.
Okay. I don't think it's anything.
Isn't it?
I wouldn't think so.
At the end of H2O.
Oh, also, do you recognize which Zoom recorder he's using? The investigator.
I didn't recognize it. Is that a new model?
I think it's an old model.
Yeah, it's not this one.
No.
And it's not my other one.
New
that I have.
One.
Yeah, yeah.
The H60 is an all-in-one liquid CPU cooler.
Ah, I knew it.
Yeah, that's right.
We both knew it.
Cannot wait. Can't wait for another 20 years.
But at the end of H2O.
Yes.
Jamie Lee Curtis here, Michael Myers gets pinned by a tree trunk.
Oh, yes.
And he's like, puts his hand out and she just beheads him with an axe.
Uh-huh.
But it turns out that he swapped he crushed the windpipe or the vocal cords of an ambulance guy.
Yes.
And swapped suits and got away. So yeah, she right. beheaded an innocent man.
Right.
So he comes back in the next one, and then Busta Rhymes kills him with kung fu.
All right, great. Oh, you know what's going to happen in this one?
What's that?
They're going to be like, she's going to be in some dire straits and she's going to nearly be killed by Michael Myers. And then Busta Rhymes is going to show up Ice Cube style in XXX3. And she's going to be like, oh my God, it's Halloween 2014 or whatever it is. And he's going to be like, yeah. And he's going to kung fu him again.
I think it's like 2002 or 3.
Whatever it is.
Whatever. 2002 it is. Okay. Yeah, wow. What a world though.
Oh my God, it's Halloween 2002.
Does that mean you think we're going to get Jason again? We're going to get Freddy again, but not a reboot?
I think I saw when I looked at the trailer for Halloween, I saw a trailer for another Nightmare on Elm Street. It said Nightmare on Elm Street 2018, but that can't be right.
No, I don't think so.
Must be a fan trailer or something.
I think the era of rebooting a property grittily is over, mm-hmm. and now the era of just doing another one is back. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Just do another one.
It's not as catchy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but I'll take it.
Here's something that's a little bit catchy, Mason. Mm-hmm. The Into the Spider-Verse trailer.
Very catchy.
What do you think of that?
I like the look of it a lot. I don't know if I like the version of Spider-Man. He seemed just like an old loser.
He was an old loser.
Yeah.
Isn't he a professor at that point or something?
Yeah, I think so. Or like the CEO of a big company.
Yeah.
But I thought they were going to go with kind of like, you know, he's in his maybe his late 20s.
Yeah.
And he's kind of trim and terrific. And he's you know, he's a veteran crime fighter, but he's still young and cool.
Yeah, right.
Somebody to look up to. But he's just like this guy who's like, he's got no money. And
why
he's
does he
just
have no money still?
Yeah.
His wife's a supermodel. Might be divorced.
Well, I mean, it's possible this, it seems like this is a guy from another dimension. So
yeah.
maybe his money is different money. Like maybe it has a different president on it, so it's not going to work or something.
Right.
Or his card's not going to swipe.
Like a good president.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a good president. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in the darkest timeline. But
I'm
anyway.
Not implying anything, Mason. I just said maybe they have a good president also.
Yeah.
Maybe there could be good presidents in every dimension.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
Or maybe they're all bad. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
I don't know, but he was just this weird loser. But all right, I'll see how the rest of it goes. Who was the voice? It sounded like, Craig Bierko or somebody.
Craig Bierko? Who the hell's Craig Bierko?
Craig Bierko is that guy who looks a bit like Brendan Fraser, but he's not Brendan Fraser.
Well, that's yeah. like Brendan Fraser's brother?
No, I don't think he's Brendan Fraser's
okay,
brother.
Here we go.
No.
I like this.
Well, speaking of, do you know that Brendan Fraser's in that new show Condor?
What's Is that the one? No, which one's that?
It's gone Stan, but
it's got a cowboy hat?
No!
I keep seeing an image of him with a cowboy hat.
It's a TV version of 3 Days of the Condor, that old movie.
Okay.
With what's his face in it? That guy you like. Robert Redford.
Okay, that yeah. guy that I like.
Yeah, the guy that you like.
My dad?
Yeah, your dad.
Who's that
dad.
Guy that I like?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Liv Schreiber is like Kingpin,
which
is good. Uh-huh. Which is good casting, I think. Oh, it's Jake Johnson is Spider-Man.
Oh, the guy from Jurassic World.
And Hayley Steinfeld is
Miles
Gwen
Morales.
Stacy.
Perfect.
Yeah,
oh.
perfect. Dead on. What do you think of that, though?
I love it.
I made a video on this a few years back on how they should make an Into the Spider-Verse movie. Uh-huh. I thought they were going to do a live-action one.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this is a really great idea.
How many Spider-Verses do you think there's going to be?
I think we're going to get so many. I think it's going to get to it's going to hit a point.
You're going to be like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, we're going to get like Spider-Ham and like Doppelganger and Tobey Maguire.
What if they threw in a live action
movie?
Oh my
god, can you imagine? Well, that's what I've been saying.
But not like an animated version.
I agree with you.
Yes.
I know what you're saying. And
yeah,
I'm
good,
with you
good.
100%.
And they're like, what the hell's with this guy? What's wrong with him?
But I've been saying that they should.
That's Craig Bierko.
I don't know that.
Okay, fine.
What else is he in?
I don't know.
Is he the jazz guy from Sex and the City?
No, I don't think so.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
How do you spell Bierko?
B-I-E-R-K-O.
He is in Sex and the City.
Oh, right.
He is the jazz guy.
Oh, he's the jazz guy.
I just guessed that. I didn't really know that. I just took a guess. I knew that.
Well, I mean, surely it was an educated guess. It's not like you went out of
the
blue. No, 100%.
I 100% knew it was.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say some random words and see if that's accurate. Is he a jazz guy in Sex and the City? Oh.
Lily Tomlin is May Parker. They're going old again?
Yeah, okay.
Interesting. Right. Interesting choice. Yeah. Mm. No, I think she's great. Cool. No, I think this is going to be good.
I'm hoping for Spider-Ham and Spider-Man Noir.
Yeah, right. I think we'll get
picks. And Spider-Man 2099.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll get all of that.
And live action Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Just really awkwardly. Cut, like you can see the green screen jagged edge 100%, around him.
100%. They should put him in. It's not going to happen, but imagine.
Oh, imagine.
Well, that's what I think they should do in the live action films, though. I think they should do a Spider-Verse movie and bring back Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, it doesn't have to be the whole thing. Just to make fun of him a bit.
Yeah, nice.
Just to see who's got taller hair.
Then beat him up.
Yeah. Obviously, it's Andrew Garfield. But.
Yes. Yeah. Unless Tobey Maguire comes back in and he's like, well, I can't beat him on acting chops or likability, but I'll get bigger hair. So the biggest hair you've ever seen. I saw him in The Great Gatsby the other day. It was fine. I liked that movie.
Is that a good movie? Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people liked it, but I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does a lot of it feel green screened?
No.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fair enough.
That's right.
Well, that's fantastic
news
for everybody that we know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else we got here? This is an interesting bit of news. This might be the best bit of news you've ever heard.
Oh, wow.
Warner Brothers is developing a Jared Leto-led Joker spin-off movie.
Another one. Is this six? What are we up to now?
In terms of what?
The number of Joker movies they potentially have in production.
There's this one. There's the Joaquin Phoenix. I guess you could count the Harley movie because he'll probably turn up in that.
Yep.
Potentially the Batman. I don't know. I don't really know. Why is this happening, though?
Who knows?
I mean...
Who knows?
I don't think... He's not the linchpin of this.
Yeah.
If you're going to spin off this universe, spin it off Wonder Woman. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah, for sure.
Everything should come off that.
Our good buddy Andrew Levins over at the Serious Issues and Hey Fam podcast,
he
put up a list recently
of all the
current... All the projects that DC have said they're going to be doing, of which there is no evidence, pretty much.
Yes. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for the list.
Batgirl, Birds of Prey, Nightwing, Death... Oh, should we say whether these are going to happen?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Uh-huh.
Batgirl. I think it's...
I think that's dead, yeah.
Birds of Prey. That
no.
might be something else at the moment.
Yeah, right.
Nightwing.
No.
I think Chris... Who's that guy?
O'Dowd.
No.
From the It crowd.
He would be a good Nightwing.
I think so.
No, Deathstroke? I have no idea.
There's no way... Look, if the next one fails, they're cancelling all of these and starting again. But they'll be like, look, we're starting the slate clean... But we're going to kick it off with Batman, and we're going to kick it off with Deathstroke, and we're going to kick it off with The Flash.
Maybe. The Batman. I think that one will happen.
Yeah, that'll... Yeah, okay.
Flashpoint. I think that is happening.
Right, okay.
It might not have a director at the moment.
Great.
I can't remember. New Gods. I think that one's going
to
happen.
I would like to see that happen a lot. Because that's a fresh new direction.
Yes.
And there's nothing real... That's like what Marvel did in the set when they kicked off. It was a bunch of B-listers.
Yeah.
And nobody... Ultimately, the mainstream world wouldn't really care if they screwed it up
that
badly, because you'd be like, New Gods, who are they? And people would be like, I don't know. So if they wildly deviate from the source material,
not very good.
Then people wouldn't notice as much, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Bonza.
I mean, all they have to do is make it good, which they won't.
Well, Ava DuVernay's doing it, who did that movie, which I didn't see.
Nobody saw it.
No, nobody did see it.
Or millions of people saw it?
No, nobody saw it.
Okay, right.
He's got The Flash here again. Did they change Flashpoint to just a Flash movie?
Maybe.
They might have.
Just another Flash movie.
Call in Levins, if you can tell
us. Did they make it a Flash mob, maybe?
Maybe a Flash mob.
We're really releasing all these movies as Flash mobs.
Cyborg? They announced that a couple of years back, just before like Batman Superman, because they're like, this is what's coming up. Cyborg.
Not happening.
Never happening.
You know why? Because... That character has no defining traits at all.
And is boring.
He's boring. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You should probably move.
I was going to say. That's his line that they cut out. He had one wicked sick line in Justice League. You should probably move. But then in the trailer, they cut it out. Wild. I was crossing my fingers and crossing my legs in the movie theater, waiting for him to do that. And then I would have stood up and fist pumped. Yeah, he said it. He politely asked some people to move.
So that's
good guys, bad guys? I don't know.
That's when you turned on.
Oh, Justice League.
Yeah, Justice League. But the reason they took that out is because Superman throws a car and it nearly hits cops.
Yeah,
and he stops the car. And I guess they didn't want to be like, is Superman still a killer?
Superman's going to kill you, law enforcement officials. He's going to kill you.
You should probably move.
Yeah. He's not right in the head, this boy. He's going to kill you. And I don't know. I'm not. I mean, he could kill us all.
We threw an electric box at his corpse and now he's angry.
There's really nothing. We're just more or less regular people compared to him. I don't know.
But that's the thing, isn't it? All of them fighting Superman should stand somewhat of a chance.
That's what I'm saying. That's why that movie's so bad.
That's not the only reason. Look, I had fun with it. We all did.
All right.
All right?
Yeah,
just
great.
Back up.
All right.
We're not halfway.
Oh boy.
Gotham City Sirens. I don't know what that is anymore.
No.
Was that the Birds of Prey one?
That was the... I think that's Birds of Prey combined. So it's the late... It's Harley... See, but that's the thing. It'd be Harley, Poison Ivy, like Cat Black Woman. Canary. I don't know. But that's the thing. Like, if they're doing a Harley movie, are they also doing a Birds of Prey and a Gotham City Sirens? Surely not.
I don't know. Suicide Squad 2. No, I don't know. Why would I know?
I don't know.
Suicide Squad 2 got a new writer this week, Todd Stashwick.
Ooh.
He was in that cancelled Star Wars game, mm-hmm. which I thought was going to be a game that I could play. But now it's not.
Not happening, mate.
We'll get back to EA.
That's some Drongo content right there.
Boy, is it. Harley Quinn. That will probably happen, I want to say.
She'd be the standout.
Yeah.
So.
Black Hawk. That was a recent-ish one. I want to see that one.
I would love to see Black Hawk.
Because it's a weird 1940s. What, wasn't Spielberg? I'm talking about Spielberg.
Yeah, it was,
one? I don't... Oh, okay. Green Lantern Corps.
You know what? I don't think they would just because they've currently, because they've had such a bad run that they don't want to remind people of when their movies were even more terrible.
Yeah.
And also Deadpool 2 just took a whole bunch of swipes at Green Lantern. So,
but maybe because it's in the consciousness, that's when you do it.
Yeah, I guess.
Because like you do Guardians of the Galaxy and you bring in the planet, obviously you bring in Mogo.
Yeah, yeah.
Lobot. No, it's Lobo. But imagine a Lobot spin-off.
I love it.
Lobo? Who's Lobo at the moment?
I think he's skinny again.
I don't think he is he?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wasn't he not a weird hipster poser and then the real one showed up?
Yeah, okay, maybe. All right. Yeah. Look, I don't know.
You know who they should have cast as Lobo, but they can't now?
Jason Momoa.
Exactly. They can't do it now.
The problem is that almost all superhero, the male superheroes, are these enormous broadside of a barn characters, and the only people who could realistically play them are The Rock and Jason Momoa.
That's right.
And they've already cast
him. John Cena.
Yeah, right?
You'd probably make him a Green Lantern.
John Cena?
Yeah, like a big one, like a big pig-faced alien
I was going to say you'd make him Guy Gardner.
You'd absolutely make him Guy Gardner.
Yeah.
You're 100%
right. Give him the bowl cuts.
Yes, you're 100% right.
That'd be so good. All right.
A Joker movie? Yep. And then another Joker movie,
right.
I think the Joker movie,
the
Joaquin Phoenix one, looks like it's probably going to happen.
Yeah. The thing is, if they kept these movies rolling, if they were making two or three a year and just playing through them like Marvel, I could actually see them doing Joaquin Phoenix Joker, Jared Leto Joker.
Yes.
Because there was this weird plot thread in the comic books that they never really picked up on, which was that Batman discovers that there's been more than one Joker.
Maybe they're going to look at that in that Watchmen comic.
Yeah. But I think, like, if you'd kept it rolling, you could just be like, okay, there's one in the 80s, and now there's a modern one. What's going on? There's a mystery. Let's uncover the mystery kind of thing. But if you're only making one every 2 years, you're just going to confuse people.
I don't think... We're not getting one till Aquaman.
Great.
Which I think could be great.
It could be great.
Genuinely.
It's a movie that's literally been made.
Yeah.
So.
We haven't seen a trailer in Comic-Con.
Okay.
Anyway, all that sounds like this is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Why are you announcing so much shit? You know how many movies that Marvel haven't made that they've announced?
I don't know, like three?
One.
Oh.
Inhumans. Huh. It's probably more than one.
Yeah.
But the only one that they've officially announced is that. And then was a TV show and then they binned it. There's probably another one.
Mm.
But I don't remember because they make movies.
Yeah, right.
And even if you hate them, they make them, don't they?
They sure do, yeah.
Like three a year.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all do well.
Yeah. I don't understand. What, like, they've got the money.
Yeah.
Just make them. Just make six in this year.
Yeah.
And then whichever one is the good one, make a sequel to it. It's not hard.
The Blumhouse model.
Yeah.
Do them cheap. One of them will hit.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm seeing Blumhouse a lot recently.
They're everywhere, mate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get out.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Let's get out. It's the one we saw yesterday, we'll talk about in a bit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mason, this is another bit of news. Game of Thrones spin-off, it's been confirmed as what the story is. You ready?
Yeah,
do you
want to
know what the story was?
I don't know.
Or do you want to tell me what the story
I absolutely have no idea what the story was, and I won't pretend to care.
Wow. Brutal. Do you want me to skip this one?
No, go ahead. I would like to know.
It's set thousands of years in the past.
Ooh.
And the series chronicles the world's descent from the golden age of heroes into its darkest hour. And the one thing is for sure, from the horrifying secrets of Westeros history to the true origin of the White Walkers.
It's going
to
be warm.
It's going to be snow.
Oh.
Because I think they're going to hit the long night. The big old winter, they call it.
I was hoping for Game of Thrones goes tropical.
Maybe it'll start tropical.
Yeah,
but
I hope so.
5 or 10,000 years in the past, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. There was a there's a big old winter, and then it's like fucking spiders rat everywhere, like big old
big
spider.
How big?
Big as hounds, they say.
Ooh.
Yeah. So what do you think of that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Big as the hound?
Bigger, maybe.
Wow.
He's pretty big too. Yeah, he's a big man. Yeah. He'd be a good Lobo. Yeah. He would be a good Lobo.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. He could definitely do it.
I was kind of hoping like the Game of Thrones theme, but on a steel drum. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's in a hammock.
God, I hope.
Drinking a tropical drink out of a pineapple.
If that exists, I'll put it at the end of this episode. All right.
Okay, good.
All right. I think it's gonna chronicle the history of the House Stark and House Lannister.
Okay.
And all that kind of thing, and how they got Casterly Rock, which is the Lannister's home and whatnot. Anyway, that sounds great. It sounds like also they might be launching straight into magic.
Oh, good. I do like magic.
Don't be dicking around with 4 years of non-magic.
Yes, exactly. Well, if this is some sort of golden age,
yeah.
Surely it's a golden age where they're just throwing magic out willy-nilly. Yeah. It's a bonzer age for magic.
It's a bonzer age Game of Thrones. Magic, absolutely. Hmm. I also think I like that it's set so far in the past, so it's not like, when are we going to see baby Ned Stark? It's like, no, it doesn't matter. Anyone can die. Anything can kind of happen to a point. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's not going to happen how we think it's kind of going to happen. But good. Right. More Game of Thrones, Mason. Not less Game of Thrones.
I mean, if it happens exactly how we're thinking it's going to happen, where's the fun there?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you ready for the next trailer to talk
yes.
about?
Yes.
Wreck-It Ralph breaks the internet too. Twice.
Not super keen on this.
I did not like this trailer. It looks like the Emoji Movie.
Yeah. It's, and it looks very Facebook. Much... Yeah, look, it's Google. Look at all this.
Yeah.
I think anytime they really... I don't know, just... Anytime Google is involved... Like, remember that movie where Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson...
They worked for Google? Yeah, I saw it.
Mm.
It's fine. I don't know, like, it's not great.
Yeah, right.
But it's just it exists. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I kind of like the Disney princess when they're on the one.
Yeah, that
room.
Was kind of fun.
That
yeah,
was kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
fun. But everything else is just like, it's just going to be memes and dabbing. And I just, it's probably going to be better than that because the first one's quite good.
Mm.
But I don't really care about this. Like, no. I cared a little bit about it, and now I don't care about it at all.
Yeah. And also, the entire concept seems a bit dated because it's like, why wouldn't it be Wreck-It Ralph wrecks the internet? Because it breaks the internet.
You mean that thing that happened like 3 years
ago? Yeah, the Kim Kardashian thing. Yeah, from years ago, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Mm, yeah.
So, nup.
Nup.
Not on board.
Anything else to say about this?
Nup.
Okay, let's do an ad.
Okay.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mason, I know you know this.
Yes.
Vans and Marvel, they've joined forces. Two companies that share a rich history rooted in creative expression and empowerment.
A real Batman and Robin duo.
No.
Oh, what?
A real Spider-Man and Spider-Man's friend duo.
Cool.
Marvel, Mason.
Oh.
Can we stay on brand for 1 second?
All right, fine. God.
Good.
A real Spider-Man and Aunt May when they team up and fight crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've actually joined forces once again to launch their largest collaboration to date. We talked about it last week. Marvel and Vans, as mentioned, have created a line of Marvel Vans shoes.
They have. We've got them right here.
This week. And they're sweet as!
They're sweet as.
I'm really happy. What do you got?
I got, well, obviously, because I'm a real jokester.
You are.
I got a pair of Deadpool.
Yes.
Skate highs. I don't know if you're aware of this. They've got, because they're red and black.
Yeah.
Obviously, they've got a little throwing star on the inside.
Oh, very good.
See that? They've got a little, if you look on the inside of the tongue, They've got some tacos and chimichangas in there.
I like the attention to detail.
Me too.
It's got Easter eggs in a shoe.
Little tag here. Earth 616 is number one skateboard shoe.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's on the bottom.
It's a splatter of some sort.
Oh, it's like I stepped in gum.
Stepped in gum.
But it's fake.
It's fake gum.
I didn't know there's going to be pranks in this shoe.
Yeah. Or it's blood, because it's on both, but in different spots on the back of the shoe.
I got the Captain Marvel ones.
Yes.
Luckily, because they come in my size. Because Claire and I both got the Captain Marvel ones, and we're going to wear them to the skate park together.
As a team?
Yeah, we're going to start skating.
You're going to be one of those insufferable couples, aren't you?
That's correct, yeah. No, but they're really great. They're really fantastic. And depending on where in the world, there's different versions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Black Panther ones are here yet.
But hopefully one day.
Yeah, or you can just order them from overseas. Oh, they got that new shoe smell.
They do.
Mason.
Yeah,
I saw
they really
you
do.
That shoe.
I sniffed them.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I sniff all shoes.
It's true.
Yeah, it's a thing that I like.
The extensive range of co-branded footwear, apparel, and accessories features an all-star roster including the Avengers, Captain Marvel, Deadpool, Iron Man, Hulk, and more.
They've got some wild ones. They've got some subtle ones, which I like.
That's right.
If you want a crazy one, you can get a crazy one.
Yeah.
If you want a one that's like, they look like normal shoes, but if you look a little closer, they're Marvel shoes.
That's right.
You got those as well.
You got those ones as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a competition for our Australian listeners.
Ooh.
To win three pairs of shoes.
Bonza content for Australian listeners.
100% for the Marvel Vans collection. If you visit www.vans.com/planetbroadcasting and answer the question, which superhero would be the best skateboarder and mm-hmm. why? And last week we said we definitively knew who it was.
But we're not going to say.
But I thought about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's somebody different.
Really? Oh.
I just did a little mime.
Oh, okay, all right.
I think that person would be a better skater.
Do you think that's an unfair advantage, though?
Yes, but that's okay.
That's true. It's objectively who's the best.
Yeah,
it's not who's
got an advantage.
That's true. I think maybe. Okay, you might be right.
I might be right, Mason.
Yeah, okay.
But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But there are no wrong answers.
Yeah.
Except for the one we said last week.
Yeah, that's true.
Which we didn't say out loud. The competition runs from the 4th of June, which has passed, to the 15th of June.
Which is very soon.
Which is very soon. So you need to bloody get on this whip smart.
Get your skates on.
That's right. Get your bloody skates on. And the Vans Marvel Collection will be available at shops at Vans retail stores globally beginning June 8th, which means they're out already. And if you visit vans.com.au, there's more information. So yeah.
I love information.
Wherever you are in the world. I'm not a shoes guy, right? Like, I'm not a cars guy.
Uh-huh.
When I got those shoes, I'm like, oh, I get it. Like, yeah, right, I understand. Exactly. I don't even want to wear them, which sounds ridiculous, but I will wear them, Mason.
You should wear them.
Yeah, they're I'll wear them with Claire cool. to the skate park, as mentioned.
Ugh.
So yeah, if you go to, but if you do go to vans.com.au/planetbroadcasting, you can win a pair potentially,
nice.
Which is an exciting time to be alive. But yeah, but they're all, they're everywhere. Get some. They're great. They're really great. And that's all the things.
That's correct.
Shoes.
Love yeah. it.
Mortal Engines, City of Bones. London's on wheels.
Yep.
We're talking about that. About that weird trailer.
I just, as I look, we got the full look at this universe, and I'm like, how did the world get to this point?
City on wheels?
How do you start, logistically, how does this work? You know what I mean?
I see, with Snowpiercer, where everyone lives on a train and each carriage has like a fish tank or Tilda Swinton, depending on what you're in. I get it, because it's a metaphor, right?
It's a metaphor, but also, back to what I was saying, the infrastructure for the train network is already there.
That's true. You don't think the infrastructure for London on wheels is already there?
No, I do not.
Okay. So this is I thought this was Peter Jackson directed, but it's not. He's producing.
Yeah, right.
Hugo Weaving's got his best wig out.
It said from the filmmakers behind Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, which is a very, they're getting better at concealing that.
Yes.
That the director of the film you loved is not directing this movie. It's
absolutely. Yeah.
From the dudes who brought you The Hobbits.
From the mines. So I'm just looking at this trailer now because I can't really remember it. Uh-huh. So one of them's got the power to see a little bit ahead in the future.
Uh-huh.
So she stops Hugo Weaving, he stops Hugo Weaving being stabbed,
uh-huh.
and then they fall down into London on wheels, and then maybe they fall in love and and they stop Hugo Weaving or whatever.
Yeah, right. Great.
Is that the story? Is that everything?
Yeah. You know what's interesting about it is it's
not
it's
a lot.
Not a lot, but I think one thing is that the main protagonist is a woman who has like a really quite visible scarring on her face. Like it isn't like, you know, remember Ready Player One? She was like, oh my
so
God,
good.
Don't look at me. I'm so ugly.
I've got a
slight discoloration on a very small part of my face. I'm a monster. But this, they're like, she's got a really visible, very deep scar. And they're just like, well, that's the character. They weren't like, well, this is based on books, right?
Yes, I believe so.
So they weren't like, yeah, you know what? Let's say it's just a slight... But let's not say it's just a cut over her eyebrow or something like that.
Yeah,
let's
say
it's how it is in the book, I assume.
Yeah, I think it's worse in the book.
Oh, well, okay.
But it's not like, she's not missing a nose.
Yeah, right.
She still just looks like an attractive person.
Nice.
You're being a little harsh, Mason, I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But this is, no, I don't know. I'll see it probably. But I feel like this, I thought they stopped making these. Like these teen dystopian future.
Yeah, right. The era was over,
that
right?
That was my understanding.
That's what we thought.
Last gasp.
Baby.
But this is, you know, this is Weta and there's a lot of good people involved in this. I think Fran Walsh, who wrote
Drescher.
It. Yeah, Fran Drescher wrote it.
Huh.
Who's involved in Lord of the Rings, like maybe wrote it or adapted it or whatever. I might
cool.
be wrong there. I read some stuff on it, then I immediately forgot.
Okay.
But, you know, that's okay,
isn't it? I will probably watch this. I mean, we'll have to.
We will watch it. But do you think you would have watched it independently of this show where you have to watch things?
I kind of would like to watch it to see if there's some sort of origin story as to how...
Yeah, right.
How all the cities went on wheels.
I think there's some nukes or something went off. I briefly read up on this.
Okay, great.
And some people are like, can't we just live on the Earth? And people are like, no, everything's on wheels. You're not listening to me. It's Hugo Weaving.
Okay, right.
Yeah. And so that's kind of the idea. But bigger cities, smaller, like it's all about resources.
Uh-huh.
And bigger cities swallow up smaller cities on wheels. And
cool.
And they City of Bones. Or
yeah, you
mortal
know.
And engines.
Engines,
and
yeah.
How many bones?
Uh-huh.
Just get rid of the... You got a big, like... You got a lot of London architecture on that thing.
You really do.
You can probably get rid of a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
What is that? Is that the tower? What's on the... Is that Parliament?
I can't remember.
Is the Houses of Parliament on there?
I don't
get
remember
rid
what's
of that.
On there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm.
It's just... It should...
Get rid of some of the fish and chip shops.
Get rid of... Exactly.
Get rid of bloody... What's another landmark in England?
The Doctor Who Museum. You probably don't need that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridic. Do you think they've got like BBC studios in there and all sorts of stuff?
Probably, yeah.
I just got it all. I need to prioritize.
God, we gotta think. I'm too tired. Let's think of another dumb England landmark. London landmark.
The Bovril Factory.
The Bovril Factory. Thank you. Thank you.
No, that you keep. I bet that shit burns. I bet it's like fuel.
Yeah, right?
Good work. The other trailer we got, which I quite liked, was the Lego Movie 2.
Mm-hmm.
This looked fun.
It did.
Everything's
look fun,
gone like, Mad Maxi.
Yeah, I'm sort of indifferent to the Lego movies.
Did you like the first one? Have you seen the first one?
Yes.
Did you like the Batman movie?
Mostly.
Okay.
I don't know. There's something about them. It doesn't. They never grab me. I don't know what it is.
Are you not a child at heart?
No.
You fucking monster.
I've always been this age.
Okay.
So.
I've just got E3 on here, and it's a very boring man standing on stage doing a
cartwheel.
Chat.
Is he doing a cartwheel?
No, he's just being.
He's boring, but he's tried his best.
I don't
best.
Know what he's saying, but he's probably like, the future of gaming is streaming. It's all about being online.
Look,
and
it's what people,
connectivity.
Look, we've talked to kids, and what they love is they love always being online and streaming and paying for everything in tiny transactions that their parents can't track. It's what they like. They like always being online and buying more content. They don't like self-contained games that you can enjoy in one sitting. They like more content.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
It's all I want, Mason.
Same.
Yeah.
Me too.
Do you think you'd get back into gaming if that happened? If they made that switch?
Yes.
Where you could just
absolutely.
Get a game that's like 8 hours long and then you play it, then you throw it in the bin?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what I would want?
What?
You put the disc in, you close the thing, it starts up and it plays.
Oh my God.
I don't want to have to download any patches.
It's so many patches. And there's a new thing for the system and... You know what I mean? Like, it needs a new whatever, and that music player you never needed.
Yeah, right.
Needs
exactly.
an update.
Yeah,
just,
right.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always put it off until, like, I really need it.
Yeah, right.
And then it forces it on me. Then it's like, no, today's the day.
Yeah.
This is going to take 6 hours. So
yeah,
whatever
right,
you
right.
think you're doing, you're not doing it.
No.
Yeah. All right. What do we got here? No, Lego movie, though. Okay. So, do you remember the end of the first Lego movie?
Vaguely.
Because it's sort of set in the real world as a parallel, and the Lego City is a kid's toys.
That's
but
right.
The dad
yes.
is working with yep. him, and he, uh-huh. he's all about structure and gluing everything together. And uh-huh. the kid's all about free form Lego making.
Yeah, right.
And both are fine, mm-hmm. but if you're one of those structure dudes, nah.
Really?
No.
Interesting.
I know a guy, right, and he's well into Lego.
Uh huh.
His name's Martin. He's a teacher.
Okay.
He's a cool dude. He's got abs. He plays footy, right?
Oh, so wow. He's got a lot right. of diverse
he's got
interests.
Got a lot going on.
He's got some bonzer interests, my
definitely.
Friend.
Definitely. I mean, he has a room dedicated to Lego
uh-huh.
at his house. And he once said to me, he's like, you like nerds.
It's devoted to Lego and murder.
That's right.
It's in his basement. He's got a Lego bloody coroner's
yeah,
slab.
That's right, exactly.
And he kills people on it.
Kills people on it. He's like, you like nerd stuff. And I'm like, you have a fucking room full of Lego. And you're just, anyway. But he's one of those guys where he's like, I've got my town, it's got an airport, it's got a hospital, it's got an insurance firm. You know what I mean? Like, it's just all this.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant in the sense of, like, people who build the kits. Like, I've got a Millennium Falcon and they put it together.
Yeah, I'm okay with any of that.
Right.
But I just don't understand why you just wouldn't want to do, like, a bit of everything.
Huh.
Every now and then I'll be like, you should get a pirate ship. And he's like, no, because this doesn't fit.
There's
like,
no room for the
pirate. No, you need Death Star.
Yeah. So he's like, there's no room for a pirate ship in this city because where am I going to put it? In the financial district? I don't think so.
I mean, there's enough bloody piracy bloody going on there,
right? That's
Mason?
Right, exactly right. Yeah. Wall Street.
So what kind of Lego guy are you then? I mean, if you buy a Millennium Falcon, you build it, obviously.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
That I understand.
I thought you were like, you want to be one of those guys who buys the Millennium Falcon set and just makes something else with
no.
it.
No.
That's madness.
No.
You're an
no.
agent of chaos if that's the case.
But I think that would also be cool. Like, after you finish it, make
yeah.
someone else out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you do as a kid? Did you do some bloody freestyling Lego?
I think I did freestyle, because when I was...
Kids were different then as well.
Kids were different then, back
kits
in my
were
day.
Different.
Kids were different.
Kits! I'm saying kits.
No, kids were different also.
Okay, sure.
But no, kits were different. You couldn't really... Like, there was far fewer... Like, here's a Marvel one,
yeah,
and here's a Star Wars
true,
one.
Yeah.
It was just, here's a car.
Space.
Space? I remember, I loved Lego Space.
Kids were different then, though, because they could lie, and you couldn't tell whether they were... There was no way to prove it.
That's true.
I feel like kids can be called out for that pretty quickly these days.
Do you mean in regards to Lego or just generally?
No, in general. Kids would be like, my dad, he saw Mario 6. He works at Nintendo and whatever.
Yeah,
it's
and you, like, yeah, that's
it's
right.
Like, did he? I don't know.
And you're like, listen, nowadays you can be like, listen, idiot. I just saw the Nintendo Direct and there is no Mario 6 on the slate. So I'm going to push you down these stairs.
That's
into
right.
the murder room.
All right. Another trailer we got here. Bumblebee.
Yep, I saw that.
Transformers.
Looks good.
Spin-off. It
finally
does look good.
It's taken 6 movies. We've gotten here to a good Transformers
movie.
But
what is amazing about this is there's nothing in here which you wouldn't expect in a standard Transformers movie.
Yeah, right.
Transformers that look like Transformers.
Uh-huh.
Characters that are relatable. Nobody farted on anybody else. As
characters
far as we
that
see.
Look, and we only really saw two Transformers in this, I think.
Yeah, Starscream and Bumblebee.
But they look distinct from one another.
And like the G1 versions.
Yeah.
That Starscream is,
looks,
that's primo,
yeah,
stuff,
looks good,
mate. That's good. That's great.
And you know what? The transformation, you can tell what's happening.
His head comes out and that's it. Yeah.
Like in the cartoons, like with the toys.
Yeah.
It's not just everything splits into a million gears and then they just wobble around and then they come back together and it's a robot.
Yeah.
It's not what we want. That's not what a Transformer is. They've got distinct bits.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Man.
Looks good.
Will it
be good? I don't know.
It mirrors the first one, with the first car and
It's
Bernie Mac's voice. Somebody wrote, and I can't remember who, was like, why is it Bernie Mac's voice? Because this movie is set 20 years before the first one. Did Bernie Mac sell that car to Haley Steinfeld?
Maybe.
I mean, he's dead.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
He couldn't bring
he couldn't
him back
really,
to do
yeah.
that. But,
yeah.
So, but it's the same kind of, a lot of the narrative beats feel very familiar.
Yeah.
But everybody I like so much more in this.
Yeah, for sure.
Like John Cena, I'm like, I like him.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than Mark Wahlberg screaming at people in the street.
So good. I think the best indicator of whether this is going to be a good movie or not is when they release the runtime. And if it's less than two hours, I think we're onto a winner.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it's like 2 hours and 40 minutes, I'm like, oh no, you've done it again.
I think it's going to be on the shorter side though, because it's only a $60 or $70 million film.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Which is why you've only got a couple of Transformers. There's going to be a few more. Like Optimus Prime is in it, and the voice, Peter Cullen says he's doing a voice, but I wonder if they're going to do like Cybertron flashbacks.
Okay.
I did a video on a trailer breakdown, actually. I'll link it below.
I would think so, because there's got to be a reason that Bumblebee is there.
Well, we know he was there, though, because of the war.
Oh, yeah.
He was around in World War II.
Yep.
Remember that continuity?
Yeah, I remember that.
Wrinkle
that
they put in?
But I guess why did he come to Earth in the first place? Scouting mission?
Maybe. Maybe also he can't fly off like Optimus Prime
can. That's true, yeah.
Remember that?
He hasn't evolved a jetpack yet, so.
Yeah. Mm. I remember when Optimus Prime Poochie Star flew into space.
Yeah, it was so good. Because he was just like, I guess I'll transform a jetpack under my back. I'd never thought to do that before.
Remember in Transformers 2 when I needed to steal wings off an old broken Transformer?
Yeah, I remember that.
Now I don't know.
I just don't, yeah.
Also, and I mentioned this in my trailer breakdown, Unicron is the Earth.
Yeah. Maybe he's not the Earth anymore.
It feels like they were pretty insistent.
They were very insistent. But wasn't he also another planet?
No, that was Cybertron.
Oh, okay, right.
Was this, because every second or so movie they try to bring Cybertron back to Earth. But
yeah.
Maybe it's filled with dark energy or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck these movies.
They're no good.
The only thing I'll say for this that I think is a negative is that it should have been a reboot. I mean, it is.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's still some stuff that you've got to kind of work towards, I guess. But also, Transformers can be killed and come back. It doesn't really matter.
I think movie studios are banking on us, the audience, not remembering any previous movies.
Well, they don't remember within the studio.
That's what I'm saying. Like all the X-Men movies, these movies, I think they're just like, just pretend it didn't happen. We'll be like, okay, we don't
will.
Really.
That's fine.
Our attention spans don't work anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. The best stuff.
Here's a rumor.
Ooh.
Kathleen Kennedy, this is just a rumor, it might be leaving Lucasfilm in September.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying it's because Solo underperformed and whatever, whatever. I don't know whether this is true or not. How many DC films did they completely ruin? You know what I mean?
All of them.
Most of them. No.
Yeah, no, just most of them, sorry. That was unnecessarily cruel, just most of them.
Yeah, I just feel, I don't know, I mean, this could very well be true. Also, maybe she wants to retire anyway, but
yeah,
and there was that other thing, I don't know if you saw the Kelly Marie Tran left Instagram because of...
Yeah, she did, yeah,
people,
that's a shame.
...harassing her forever, every day, and that's obviously no good.
Well, it's no good, and it's always like, well, look, I don't mind, I've got no problem with her, but...
Yeah.
Well, there's no but. It's not like...
don't harass her.
She didn't create the character... She didn't write it.
She's not that character.
She didn't decide what her character was going to do.
Yeah.
She got a job, probably a dream job.
Yep.
She worked the job and people didn't like her character. That's not an excuse.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think people were right to harass her, Mason. And
wow.
And so do you, correct?
No.
Ah, I nearly got you.
You nearly got me.
I nearly got you, yeah.
Nearly got me.
The weird thing is as well, and we've said this about multiple different fucking... franchises. If you love Luke Skywalker and you're sad that they ruined his legacy and you hate everything that the new one is doing, any version of Luke Skywalker doesn't harass people on Instagram.
Exactly, that's right. Yeah, I always say that about like when they harass, you know, comic book creators or whatever. I'm like, Do you think Captain America would do that? Do you think he spends his time just telling people he hopes they die on the internet? Of course he doesn't.
He might.
He beats them up in
it's
real
on his,
life.
It's on his list.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Cyberbully. It's on his list of things to do. Yeah.
Star Wars, except the new ones. They've been ruined.
We can do some E3 stuff, but we'll probably talk about this a bit more next week because we're in the midst of it as we're recording this. I just saw they announced Doom Eternal, which looks like it's some kind of bloody... I'm going to Queensland in a few weeks. I think I'm going to get a Switch so I can just play Doom on the go.
Yeah, right.
I haven't really played it properly.
I feel if I get a Switch, it's going to consume my life forever.
So?
Yeah, good point. I got nothing else going on.
Good point, Mason.
Yes.
You are a loser.
Oh, what?
Some other things of note that were... EA did a press conference that everybody hated. I don't know if you caught any of that.
No, but that sounds like something EA would do.
Yeah.
What did they advertise?
They just rolled out this bog standard thing and whatever. They announced... one of the things they announced was Command... I think it was Command and Conqueror Mobile.
Huh.
So that's...
Like on phones and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that doesn't sound very
good. I don't mind Command and Conquer. Yeah,
what do you think it's going to be on a phone, though?
Maybe they're going to get it right. I don't know.
No.
I can see that working. Like,
But you don't think it's going to be riddled with microtransactions? And,
You
need this certain thing. Oh, you need that ship? You can either give us $4 or you can wait 14 hours.
Exactly. You can churn through or you can wait overnight and wake up to it, or you can just buy it for a couple of bucks. You're right.
Is it Command and Bloody Conquer?
It's Command and Conquer.
Conquer, yeah. You're right.
Command and Conqueror is something else.
Yeah, okay. It's a free-to-play mobile title.
Oh, that's a trap.
That's never
good.
That's
definitely a trap.
When was the last time you downloaded a mobile game? Because they're just junk now.
Yeah,
there's just
it's been
nothing.
A long time. I saw you can download Fortnite. I don't know anything about Fortnite, but apparently that's a game that
everybody's loving Fortnite, mate. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's so many rad dudes coming out at this press conference.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, mate. So many hand gestures. Trying to rev up the crowd. There's a mocap suit. This is wild. Mason, we're just gonna do this for the rest of the show.
Okay, great. Who is on stage right now?
No
what
idea.
Game company?
Bethesda.
Okay, right.
Which I like. I like them. Okay.
Bethesda's got a mocap suit out.
I think he just might be wearing a beanie. It just looks like he's wearing a mocap suit. Anyway, so EA also announced the title for their new Star Wars game that's not Battlefront. It's by the people that made Titanfall 2. It's called Star Wars Jedi: Fallen Order.
Star Wars Jedi: Fallen Order.
Yeah, and you might be thinking, what era is it set in? When do you think it's set? Have a guess.
Fallen Order, just after the prequels.
Correct.
Ugh.
Look, I know we're all sick of that time period. Yes. I'm sick of talking about Star Wars. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it for another year, but I think it's probably a good time to... It's a Padawan on the run.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Which I think could work.
Padawan on the run. Padawan on the run. It works. No,
Quake
works.
Champions. Okay, sorry, I just saw that come up.
Didn't they release Quake Champions like 10 years ago?
They probably put in a new...
New version, yeah.
Hot gun.
A new hot gun.
A hot skin.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah. But also, it's an interesting time because Darth Vader's around, so you could use him. Mm-hmm. And also, he has like a team of Dark Jedi, which he kind of... Like, that were former Jedis that he uses to, like, enforce shit and whatever.
I just checked on Fortnite in the App Store. My phone is too old to run it.
Maybe you're too old to run it.
Yeah, I think so.
It scared your face.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, yeah. No, too many lines in that face. Not for me, no.
But they didn't show, for this Star Wars game, which is coming out end of next year, they didn't show a title card, any footage, nothing. We haven't seen anything.
Great.
So, great reveal.
Kiss of death.
Yeah. No, I think it genuinely can be good. Microsoft had a bloody Bonza bloody...
Bonza, is it?
They did.
All right, can we break this down? Can you give us all the Bonza stuff first and all the Drongo stuff?
I've only written mostly the Bonza stuff.
Okay, that's all right then.
From now
on. Okay.
They do another Halo, Forza and Gears.
People are excited about the new Halo. They're like, Master Chief's back.
Eternity.
Yeah, of course he's back.
Yeah. Didn't he die? I don't know. I've never really played one. You a Gears of War guy? You had that, didn't you?
No, I didn't like Gears of War. I prefer Halo.
Really?
I don't know. I just didn't like the cover system in Gears of War.
Is this enough? Now it's everything. So
yeah, I know. Right?
Get used to it.
Yeah.
Do you think... Was this enough for you to get an Xbox?
No, I... Oh, this slate you're talking about right now.
I mean, they've got 18 exclusives and they announced 50 games in total. Like, they're really drilling
this time.
Yeah, and it's interesting because Ubisoft and the CEO and also Microsoft are talking about... doing games that can stream to any device, including mobile.
Yeah.
And Ubisoft was saying that there's not going to, like, the next console generation, there's not going to be a console after that. Like, it's all going to be streaming directly to...
Oh, whatever you have.
Whatever.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which I'm
I should get on board because this is the last generation.
That's right, mate.
I don't know. Like, see, the thing about it, if I was going to get an Xbox maybe based on Halo,
yeah,
my dilemma is I'd want to see if... Because I never find the story of Halo particularly compelling. So I'd be like, I want to see what cool guns they have. What wild stuff can the guns do?
Yeah, right.
But then if I watch a video of what all the guns can do, I'm like... Well, I get it now.
Yeah,
I don't have to buy this now.
Because you know what all the guns can do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you really surprised by a gun these days?
Not really.
Yeah.
After, you know, any time they've got like a gun that can do like something that the gun could do in the Fifth Element, I'm like, oh yeah, I get it.
Fifth Element gun.
You know, shoot a tracking bullet and then you just all the bullets home in. That's a good gun.
I love that. I love a shoddy.
Yeah, shoddies are good.
Just good for some close-up bloody whatevers. Mm-hmm. New Fallout, they showed a bit of that.
Okay, but is Fallout an Xbox exclusive?
No, it's not, yeah. But another one that is exclusive is Crackdown 3, which has Terry Crews, but they delayed it till January.
Okay.
But I think the Xbox have gone a long way to kind of get people back on board. Because when they announced it, they were like, it's always online and you can't share games. And everyone's like, fuck you, no. And they ruined it. Like, they fucked up out of the gate.
Mm.
And so PlayStation kicked off and obviously the Switch is doing really well.
Yeah.
So they're really about now getting as much content as they can. I think they're really building towards the next generation as well. I think that's what this is. They they cannot win this console war.
No.
It's maybe 2 years left of it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the console wars. Remember those, Mason?
I do remember the console wars. I remember the console wars. I remember the cola wars.
They've never stopped though, Mason. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's true.
They just keep going.
Keep going, yeah. We kept getting dragged back in. By the time we were drafted into opposite sides of the cola wars.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was Atari's Jaguar. I never stood a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I might duck back into this at the end to see what Bethesda have released. I saw something about Elder Scrolls, I think. Oh, there's another Prey game. The thing is, Mason, we're not video game fellows like some.
We're not video game fellows.
We know some things, but not a lot of things. You seem to know even less than me somehow.
I know, right? And you know close to zero.
Correct.
So I guess I know zero.
This is a good opportunity to talk about Levin's other podcast, of his many podcasts that he does with Angus, called Hey Fam.
It covers
a lot of things, movies and pop culture and such, but they have a really big focus on video games. So if you're looking for a good E3 recap for a midweek,
yes,
Hey Fam's probably a good place to slide on in. There are a couple of cool dudes. They genuinely know what they're talking about. One of them is a dad.
One of them's a dad. One of them's just rad.
Just rad.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's definitely worth checking out. Anyway, Mason, we've got another ad, and then we're going to do the topic for this week.
Nice.
Now, you might think, I love watches.
I do.
I love styles of watches.
I do.
But I wish there was a brand that had a reasonable price and good styles of watches.
Agreed.
That didn't break easily. Like, if you like scratch and you're like, my watch.
And one that isn't bloody... You know, a couple of $100 of the price tag is just branding.
Exactly.
Ugh, hate it.
Are you familiar with the Revolver Collection?
I like the Revolver Collection.
It says, talk about your favorite new styles and its features. Suggestion, the Revolver Collection.
I like the Revolver Collection, but I literally, like last night, I just bought a Modern Sport.
Modern
Sport. I've never had a yellow gold watch.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And I'm like, I should get a cool one. And Movement had one. It's called the Gold Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
It's real, real nice.
Is it named after the city?
The city of the Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast in Queensland.
I don't think it's called the Gold Coast.
No, it's not. It's called something else, but it's where it is.
I think it's, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think maybe part of Florida is also called the Gold Coast.
Oh.
Yeah. But man, it's a real nice one.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, we got that covered then. We covered that talking point, didn't we?
It bloody looks really good. Here's the thing. I bought a leather jacket, a black leather jacket. It's got gold zips. And I'm like, well, I got to coordinate.
Got to get a gold watch.
Got to get a gold watch to coordinate.
How gold are your shoes to go with it?
Pretty gold.
You know those Captain Marvel shoes have like a gold stripe down
the
side?
I saw that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should get some.
I'm going. I have the page open on my phone right now. To get them. They're listed as Captain America skate highs, though.
Really?
But they're not.
Okay.
It's a real mistake.
I'll speak to Dave from Vans.
Vans Dave.
Well,
we're not in the Vans ad anymore.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right.
We're in a different ad.
I only know him because we went to school together and he reached out to Claire. Because it was,
what?
Yeah, we went to school. Crazy. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, it's a good dude. Okay, so Movement Watches are all about keeping it simple. They're
stupid.
And the way they
can... KISS Movement.
Correct. The way they managed to do that, though, is keep it simple on a low, low price. How do they manage to do that, Mason?
Cut out the middleman.
That's right.
That's right.
It's the best way to do it, I feel.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you a smartwatch guy or anything like that?
No, I don't like smartwatches.
I got my phone. I don't need a smartwatch.
Exactly, yeah.
Maybe I'll get it turned around if, you know, I got a free one.
Sure.
Even then, I don't think I would.
No, I don't even like it. Because some,
gotta charge it.
Well, there are smartwatches that have the screen, and there are also smartwatches that are like, it looks like an analog watch, but then you push a button and it counts your steps or whatever, and then you connect it to your computer later. I don't like that either. That's it's too complicated. I like an analog watch.
Yeah.
I like a bunch of different styles so I can switch it up every once in a while. I like maybe you can change the band. I like that. Yes.
I like when you go to a movie and they take your phones or whatever, and then you're in the theater and you're like, what time is it?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I remember where my watch, and then I know, because otherwise I'm lost, Mason.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, we could be sitting there for hours. We don't
know. Exactly.
Yeah.
Content's getting bonza.
Boy, is it.
Out there in the world, we don't know.
Every day it gets more bonza. Mm-hmm. Movement watches start at just $95, and at a department store you're looking for like $400 to $500 for a watch of equivalent quality.
Mm-hmm.
But that's too expensive.
Too expensive.
It's too expensive for a watch. It's too expensive for a burrito. Movement figured out. Do you disagree? You think that's funny?
Yeah, I think. I mean, you're a little out of touch if you think a burrito costs less than $400 to $500, my friend. I don't know if you're eating where I'm eating, but burritos are very expensive these days.
Movement figured out that by selling online, they're cutting out the middleman. They avoid markup, and they can do a classic design, quality, construction, and style. That is minimalized.
I hope they get into burritos.
Me
because
too.
I would really like to eat one.
A bumper deal on a burrito.
Yeah.
Minimalized.
That's right.
You don't want too much in a burrito,
yeah,
Mason.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I get 15% off with free shipping and free returns by going to movement.com. That's MVMT.com/weeklyplanet. That's MVMT.com/weeklyplanet. 15% off.
I did that.
I know you did.
I did. I used the offer code.
You seem to buy one every week.
Yeah, I know, right?
Join the movement.
Join the movement.
Oh, it says also, see why movement keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection. That is good that they keep expanding.
I agree.
Yeah. Right. Did you see Ocean's 8?
Yes, I did.
Good, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Spoilers, non-spoilers.
Nice.
Non-spoilers,
then spoilers.
Look, we're running out of time. I don't want this to go forever.
All right.
What do you think the story was? Let's not dick around, Mason.
All right. The story was bloody... It's Danny Ocean from Ocean's 11 through to 13.
Is it, Mason?
He's probably dead.
Yep.
And his sister's just getting out of jail and she's going to do a scam.
Oh, no.
She's going to do a real heist situation.
I thought the cast was really good, and I thought Sandra Bullock was really good as Danny Ocean's sister.
Me
I think
too.
They're a good...
And as a character in her own right.
No, Mason, I just mean it feels like it came from the same world and the same family, Mason.
Oh,
that's what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I thought it was... it feels a lot like an Ocean's movie, and it also kind of feels like a reboot. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say I didn't probably enjoy it as much as the Ocean's 11, not the original, which we did a caravan of garbage for. It's really terrible, but people really enjoyed that video. But no, I thought this was...
I thought this
solid.
Is really solid. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I haven't seen a good heist movie in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's... Is that true? I don't know.
The last one I saw was probably that one where they steal the car from Alan Alda. Tower Heist?
That wasn't very good.
No, it was bad.
If anything, it wasn't very good.
Correct, yes.
Was it okay? Eddie Murphy was in it? Ratner directed it.
Yeah, it was bad.
You're saying so many things, Mason.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's having a pretty good weekend. Worldwide, 53 million, I think, as of so far, which is pretty solid. At 41 million in the US box office, which is good for a movie like this, because it's not like, it's obviously not a Captain America or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, so for sure.
That's a solid, solid outing. No, I really enjoyed the cast of this. And what I liked about it wasn't like, look at all these women. And do you know what I mean? Like the way it wouldn't have been done well.
Yeah,
And there wasn't like... forced conflict between them. They all kind of got along and it was kind of fun and brisk and they all had different skills. And yeah, I thought it was a bloody blast.
I
like the Cate Blanchett dynamic between her and Sandra Bullock.
That was good also, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think everybody got enough screen time?
Who in particular do you think didn't?
Like, I don't know. I feel like most of the people who weren't the main characters got a little, like some. They got some snippets of activity, like Mindy Kaling.
Yeah, not a lot of her in this. I thought there might be a bit more.
There wasn't a lot of.
There was a bit of Rihanna. Got a
little
bit,
but that's the thing. I didn't feel like I don't know. I just didn't feel like they everybody got enough screen time.
Okay,
I think we'll talk about it more in spoilers. But I also think there were a couple. There was maybe some pacing issues or some like.
I'd agree with that. And there's definitely some kind of plot holes concerning the heist itself. It's like I feel like that bit could have been. Done better if you...
Okay,
we'll
talk
about
for
that
sure, right.
Later, but
also, a friend of mine who also saw it...
Yeah.
Where are we?
Was it me?
No, it wasn't you.
Oh.
Said, she's down for a cast of badass ladies, but why do they have to make the storyline about diamonds and fashion?
Oh, yeah, fair point.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Why can't the ladies rob a casino or a train?
Well, I thought it was good they didn't rob a casino, because we've seen them rob casinos.
Yeah, I guess that's true, yeah.
I like the New York setting, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I think it undermines the whole point of a female cast if they're still adhering to stereotypical gender norms.
Who sent you that?
A friend of mine.
I don't believe you.
Whoa. Do you think I wrote it?
I think you wrote it, Mason.
Oh, what?
Okay, no, I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm. But I mean, women be shopping.
But I could also, I'd also imagine that the studio behind this were like, well, this is a female-led film, and it's going to play to a female audience for a lot of it.
Yeah.
So they like... Chicks love diamonds.
Well, that's the thing. Thought. That's what I kind of thought. Well, like maybe somebody in a boardroom's yeah. like, well, women aren't going to like it if they rob a train.
No.
Because women aren't going to watch this unless it's about fashion and shoes, which obviously they aren't. Women just want to watch good movies like everybody, like normal yeah. people.
Claire liked it because I saw it with Claire. She liked that it was at the Met.
Yeah, right.
She's like, that's a fascinating, horrible thing that happens every year.
Yeah, right, for sure.
And it's, You know, screw all those people or whatever. You know, Jared Leto turns up dressed as the Pope or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you recognize that woman, the fashion woman?
What's her face? The Vogue
yeah,
lady.
Yeah, the Vogue lady.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Like Anna Wintour, is that her name? Yeah, because when they showed the back of her head, right, and there was this kind of ripple through the audience of acknowledgement. And I felt like people must feel like in Marvel films when they're like, who's that? It's happening.
Yeah, right,
like,
right,
like there was
exactly.
a cameo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea who it was. I quite like Sarah Paulson. I really liked.
Yep.
It's kind of the, I guess she was doing it. She's like a stay at home mum of sorts, but she's got this whole black market kind of thing going on, stealing white goods and whatever, and selling them off.
Uh huh.
Was it beyond her garage? Because you kind of see at the end that she's got like a factory or.
I think she expanded. I think that was the
okay.
Yeah.
I bloody getcha.
Yeah.
Are you a James Corden guy?
No. I don't watch his show, but I didn't hate him in this.
Yeah,
but
me neither.
He was good. He was good, solid man.
Can you? And he had a good joke.
He did have a good joke
about the two things. He's like, he got bloody two of these. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was. He was very much like, as they mentioned, he's the insurance investigator.
Yeah.
Who's trying to track this down, and he was very Columbo.
Yes,
in
right.
that he clearly knew
she was involved.
And... He clearly knew who the culprit was.
Yeah,
but he was also kind of like a. He'd been involved with the Ocean family in the past.
Yeah.
And it was suggested that he put away Danny Ocean at some point in the past. So post Ocean's 13,
Who's
guess.
Who's dead.
Yeah. Do you think James Corden killed him?
Yes.
In real life.
Yeah, real
killed
life.
Killed George Clooney in real life. Wow.
Yeah, that's true though. That's
yeah.
a true thing.
Hmm.
I liked, because Anne Hathaway's character is kind of a villain. And
yes.
there's a turn at some point, mm-hmm. sort of, which I didn't, it felt... disingenuous.
Yeah, right.
I'm
okay.
like, why is this suddenly happening during this film?
Mm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm sure you probably because you saw the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe we'll talk about that. Should we talk about spoilers?
Yeah, let's talk spoilers.
Okay, cool. So, they're stealing it. Helena Bonham Carter was really good in this.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe I always associate her with Johnny Depp, so I'm like, ugh. But that, she was really great.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Really fun. She's not so much in the back end of the film, but she's...
Yep.
Up the front, there's quite a lot of her. She was a lot of fun. But so they're swiping this necklace from Anne Hathaway and it's worth $120 million or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
And
correct, absolutely correct.
And after they steal it, Anne Hathaway's already figured it out and then she goes to their hideout. She's like, and she's like this socialite actress, vain and popular and she's kind of mean. And then she's just one of the girls.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. I just want to hang out and eat ice cream with you guys. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Sure.
It felt really like, wait,
very
what?
Kind of forced. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of get that she's like, I'm lonely or whatever, but.
I guess so. But at the same time, you know, I think of these movies like, no, you know, these people aren't like, they're not villains on the edge and they're, you know, they're.
Yeah, right.
They're,
yeah.
they're just kind of, it's loose and light and fun.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of them are just. Kind of bored or they're just compelled
right.
to do it because that's kind of, it's kind of in their nature.
Yes, exactly.
I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the revenge element because Sandra Bullock got put away for a crime that she sort of didn't commit by the guy from the Robin Hood TV show.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And the Hobbit movies or whatever. Okay, so, but Danny Ocean, right? He was supposed to, I was 100% sure he was going to turn up. They even hint at, that he's probably not dead.
Yeah, right.
That he's
exactly.
just kind of. And then the last shot is her drinking a martini in front of his grave or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was 100% sure he was just going to appear behind her.
Pop out, yeah. Exactly.
But I'm kind of glad they didn't. I feel like that's something you could carry on over into the next movie.
I think so as well, yeah.
Because that's something I was expecting and that it didn't happen. Yeah.
I can't, yeah. I guess they're, if they're, as we were saying earlier, It's Ocean's 8. They're leaving room for Ocean's 9 and Ocean's 10, one assumes.
Ocean's great.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's not that great.
No, it's pretty good.
Pretty good. Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
So I guess if they're going to do a reveal,
yeah.
If they want to leave some stuff on the table to pick up later, then...
And you put him in the trailer and then...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He's dead, yeah, but he's back, rather. But yeah.
Or dead.
Yeah, he could be dead. Yeah. But yeah, I think maybe it would have undercut the movie.
Yeah.
If you go, okay, well, Clooney's alive and he's been watching over him the whole time.
Yes.
And he's kind of a guardian angel he was doing some stuff and behind the scenes kind of thing.
I liked the ties that it did have to the previous Oceans films. They used the little Chinese gymnast guy to do flips and steal diamonds or whatever.
Yeah, which technically makes this Ocean's 9.
Yes.
Also, I feel if you've never seen an Ocean's movie and you're going into this fresh, you'd be like...
Who is that?
Who's this guy?
Yeah.
But I guess he's an adjunct to the main plot. He's not the
criminal.
Main...
No, he's not. You don't have to know... Like, the plot doesn't hinge on you knowing who it is.
Yeah, right.
Like, at the start, Elliot Gould turns up, who's in the other ones as well, and he's like, Danny didn't want you to do the heist or whatever.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And I thought, Ruben. Yeah, it was good to see him as well. I thought... I like that actor. It was a good inclusion. But I think there was enough... Yeah, there wasn't too many hints to the previous one because I didn't think you really needed to kind of hammer home that this is the next incarnation.
Yeah,
and
this isn't
This isn't your grandmother's Ocean's movie, or it kind of is, I guess, in a way. Yeah. With the heist, though, so the big point was stealing the big diamond, as mentioned, and there's a moment where they make Anne Hathaway throw up with a poison.
Yes.
Could have killed her, but she's okay. And then as she's throwing up in the toilet, the sleight of hand one slips the necklace off.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody goes out and is in a panic.
Yes.
I feel like she could have swapped it then and there.
Immediately, yes.
But I figured the reason they didn't do that, so everybody's in a panic and clears out the museum and then they can steal the other jewels.
Yeah, right, okay.
I'm assuming
that makes more sense.
Why they did that.
Yeah. But then wouldn't the woman who's assigned to do that, because the only people who are on board with, who are aware that they were stealing all the other stuff was Sandra Bullock and Cate Blanchett.
Yeah, right.
So you would think that the sleight of hand woman would be like, why don't I just
put the new one on?
Yeah. Why don't I put the thing on there? You know what I mean? Also, I feel like there was an issue with, there's a point where they discover that the necklace can't just be put on and removed.
It's got a magnet in it.
A magnet. But the problem is, that is way before the heist happens. They're trying on the necklace, they put it on, they're like, how do I get this off? Oh, you need a magnet. But then
I like how you're committing to that.
Yep. But then Rihanna just goes, oh yeah, my sister's good with magnets. I'm just gonna go to her, and she's like, here's the thing you can use to fix the magnet. That's not like that. That eliminates the dramatic tension of that bit because there's no like when they have to steal the necklace off her. There's no trick.
No.
You know what I mean? It should be that. They discover during the heist that they need a magnet.
Yeah.
And then they have to do that on the fly. Or they have to send somebody who's not normally in the field out to fix it or something like that.
Or make her throw up twice or whatever.
Make her throw up twice. Exactly. You get it.
Yeah. No,
you get
stuff. I don't disagree with that. Yeah. Mm. Do you think we're going to be relaunching this? Like, this is the kickoff of this franchise again. We're going to get it. It's going to relaunch into something else. Like a hybrid of.
I hope so. I hope there's a. Maybe, yeah, I think a hybrid. I think maybe we get Clooney back and we get a Clooney Damon Pitts.
Yeah, you would.
They'd probably do it again, right?
I'm sure they would do it again.
Yeah, for sure.
And what else am I going to say? But 13 recently. I rewatched them all kind of leading up to this.
Yeah.
And 13's quite good. Like, it's not brilliant. It's not as good as the first. You know what I mean? People know what I'm talking about, all right?
No, not the bad one.
Not the bad one.
The one from 2000.
Which, again, you should watch the video on.
I quite enjoyed it, actually. I don't normally watch myself, but it was fun.
Also, I think we made a mistake at the end. I think I said they could have just run and got the coffin, but maybe it was already burning or something. I don't know. Who cares? Who cares?
There's so many plot holes.
I wasn't paying attention to that point.
Exactly,
yeah, right. Anyway. Mm. But no, I think this is more on par with like an Ocean's 13.
Right.
Which I think is absolutely okay. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong. Just a solid heist flick.
A bit
of fun.
Yeah.
A New York setting. Steal some diamonds with the girls.
In New York.
New York.
Then live your fabulous best life.
You need a magnet? No problem. You can get one.
Yeah.
Anything else on this?
Nah, that'll do it.
We haven't dedicated a lot of time to it, Mason, but this is going out the day that we're recording, and Claire's away, and my kid, I got to look after him. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, right? Mate.
This can't go for 4 hours unless you want it to. Do you want it to?
No, I got stuff on.
Okay, you're busy.
I mean,
too.
Not a lot of stuff,
but some stuff.
A very small amount of stuff.
Should we do the segment on what we're reading?
Yes, and then what we're gonna read.
Yeah. I'm doing the thing.
What are we reading today? Tell you what, I'm gonna read.
I'm ready.
I'm not up to date in the Batman Rebirth. Just the whole run.
Yeah, I kind of dropped off that.
Well, see, some people on the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group were like, hey, some of these stories would make a good movie.
Really?
And I'm like, well, I should read all of them. And there was a sale on a Comixology.
Yeah.
All the first four volumes of the
read. Are they that far in?
Yeah. There's like 600 pages or 700 pages of stuff. And they were all like $5.
Okay.
So I'm like, that's pretty good.
So what? Sounds like the perfect crime.
Yes.
Did you use a magnet?
I used a magnet on my phone. It's ruined. That's why I can't play Fortnite anymore.
Very good. What did I see? We saw Upgrade yesterday.
Yes, we did, yeah.
And it was also a pleasant surprise because Lee Whannell, the director, was there. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was going to be there, and he was. And he did a Q&A, even though I think this was announced, but I somehow missed it.
Uh-huh.
We just bought tickets. But actually this week, one or both of us are going to actually interview him.
That's right.
So that'll be up next week, so we'll probably talk more about Upgrade then.
You got some Q's ready for him?
I got some Q's ready. I hope he's got some A's ready, Mason. Come and be firing those Q's, or I'll freeze up. Let's find out.
Yeah, right.
Either way, it's going up on the podcast.
Yep.
Just me crying.
It'll be so good.
No, I think his story of how he got started is really fascinating, and the way he works with low budget, and like he's clearly, I feel like he could do a $100 million movie, but like the way he makes a smaller budget work, it goes a long way.
Yeah, right.
But no, I really enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it.
We'll talk about it next week.
Yes.
Along with another movie which we can talk about next week, Incredibles 2.
Oh, yeah.
We can talk about it now. We can't review it, but we can give our social media reactions or something.
Something like that, yeah. Oh, yeah. So is Lee Whannell, is he on the way to doing, is he tapped for any big budget, anything?
I don't know.
Marvel something or other?
I'm going to ask him.
Give him a whirl.
Yeah, actually, people have questions for him. People don't know he co-created the Saw franchise, and he wrote the first two. He directed the third Insidious. He's acted in a bunch of stuff. He co-wrote The Mule, which I didn't know.
I don't know what that is.
It's Naked Samson. It's an Australian movie. Hugo Weaving's in. It's really good. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know he wrote that. But
he was the movie review guy on Recovery.
He was. I didn't know that either.
A TV show from
my childhood.
I learned
a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have any questions anymore. So look, you answered everything.
It's going to be tricky, right?
But people have a question about filmmaking or Upgrade or any of that. And there's some really interesting shots in it. And how did they do that? And you know the one where he's fighting and the camera kind of follows him?
Yeah.
They did that by strapping an iPhone to him and the camera just locked to it.
Yeah,
I thought that was it looked really complicated.
Yeah, right.
Apparently it was just a little...
Well, that's what you do when you don't have the budget, I guess.
Really,
you improvise and that's
really
how
creative.
The stuff works out, yeah.
Yeah. But what did you think of Incredibles 2? Was it good?
Yeah,
did you
it
really
good.
Like it?
I did like
was
it.
Was it somewhere in the middle or was it really bad?
No, it was really good. I liked it.
Yeah.
But if you're expecting something wildly different from the first one, you probably will be a little bit let down because plot-wise it's more or less exactly the same movie.
I think it falls a little bit short of the first one for a couple of reasons, but I can't put the review up till Monday to Tuesday, but I'll talk more about it there.
Yeah, nice.
But I think it's definitely on the upper end of the Pixar stuff as opposed to presumably the Cars films, most of which I haven't seen.
Right.
And whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm. But is it worth your time, Mason?
Yeah.
Is it worth my time?
Yeah.
Would you see it again?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it more next week?
Yeah.
Okay. People got opinions. Should they email them in or tweet them in?
No, yeah.
Yeah. Great. Good stuff. You know what we should do then?
Letters?
Letters.
Letters.
Letters?
Letters. Classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
If you want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter and we'll find it. Or shoot a Gmail over to Mason, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com/Mason /Mason/Mason /Mason. Keep going. What are you doing? Sorry. What's next? Do you want to do a letter or do you want me to do a letter?
If you could do a letter.
Sure. I got a tweet here. This is a hot take and I want to see what your opinion is. It's from Poorly Drawn Politics on Twitter. Hot take. And there's a fire in the middle of the hot and take. Tomb Raider 2018 is a better origin movie than Solo.
Sorry, say it again.
Tomb Raider 2018
yes.
is a better origin movie
than
Solo.
Ah,
It's tough weird call. That you have to think about it, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think it is. I think it's a better movie in general.
I think they're exactly on par.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
I quite liked them both. That's the thing.
Okay, how about this? If there was a scene in Tomb Raider where they're about to open the tomb and somebody yelled, "Open the tomb!" Would it have tipped it over for you?
It would have tipped it to worse.
Oh, okay. What about if that was in Solo?
No, worse.
Okay.
Just any instance of somebody saying, "Open the tomb."
Just to clarify, that was in the Tomb Raider trailer.
But not in the movie.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I think that's really interesting, though, that you'd have to think about it. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
that's not a hard and fast decision. You got a letter, or do you want me to do a tweet?
This is from Ari Perez.
Okay.
It's his birthday on Monday, June 11, when the show comes out. It's his birthday and his twin brother's birthday.
It's so. Your birthdays. Okay. You got to sing the twin birthday song.
Okay.
It's a different birthday song. You know it?
No.
It's like this. It's your birthdays, two of you same day. It's your birthday. Never forget where you're from, a woman and a man.
Wow, you are delirious.
I really am.
Well, that's some Bonza content, if you ask me, so that's totally worth it.
Also, I feel like in this day and age, that song is outdated. You might not be from a woman and a man. It's a different era. I think they should update the song.
The song you just invented.
No, it's a real,
mere seconds ago.
It's a real song.
It's not a real song. Anyway, on a somewhat unrelated note, I'm a computer programmer and was thinking about creating a Weekly Planet Chrome extension to change all images to Meso's face. I think that would be pretty fantastic.
100%.
For Weekly Planet listeners who don't get enough Meso in their regular day-to-day lives, how do you guys feel about that idea? I think it's great.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Can it work?
It could certainly work.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
If somebody could, if you could build that and then send us some screenshots, I would appreciate that.
Okay. Should we cap this off with the birthdays song again?
Yes.
Do you want to do it?
No, I can't remember how it goes. I'll sing along with you if you start it.
It's fine.
Okay.
We'll come back to it another week. Mm-hmm. Happy birthdays, though.
Mm.
This is some Jonathan Cardwell. Do you think you have to take into account when a movie was made? That wasn't a good joke. I don't know why I found it so funny. The birthday song.
No, it was
I'm
good.
I'm delirious.
Yeah, I can tell.
When a movie was made. Do you think you have to take into account when a movie was made to properly judge it? I asked because I watched Halloween for the first time and thought it was crap. I recognize its importance, but after years of slicker horror movies, it looks bad. I think we come up against that a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But also, it's strange because, okay, take Ocean's 11, original. Not the original, I'm now talking about the first one.
The one from the 60s.
There are amazing films from that era, and that's why that movie does not get a pass for me.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are movies from the 50s, the 60s that are just well-made and competent.
People are mostly sober.
Yep. The acting's good.
Yep.
Not all of them, certainly. Not all.
I would say 95% are probably unwatchable.
Mm.
But you get that handful. I think you kind of, when you're a movie like Halloween, you set a lot of rules.
Yes.
Which then people become very familiar with and they ruin or drive into the ground or do better.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back and you're like, this feels kind of archaic.
Yeah, right.
Comparatively. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like the first, like Wolfenstein, the first one compared to, say, Quake Champions, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I get it, yeah.
I'm trying to think of another example. Do you think some of... You're not a big Kubrick guy, are you? So you think a lot of those, maybe like 2001 or whatever.
It's all a drag to me. Such a drag,
just
man.
Just a man's life's work. Yeah. He's lauded the world over.
It's really
He'll
some
never be forgotten.
It's really some Drongo content from Kubrick, if you ask me.
Do you think he's made any films that you enjoy?
I mind The Shining.
Okay, then.
And I like Full Metal Jacket.
Okay,
that's Kubrick, right?
Good. Yes,
okay.
Probably.
Yeah.
Who knows, mate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think you also do have to take into account the era.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, do you think if they released The Wizard of Oz now, people would like it?
Exactly
as it is. With, I don't know, updated visuals, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Provided we'd not seen anything like that before. That's the thing.
But, yeah, that's kind of impossible to...
Well, see, that's the thing, because you know, the tropes from that movie and the concepts from that movie have been repeated so many times in other things that I think people would be like, oh, well, this is just...
This feels a lot like something else.
Exactly.
Good point. Got another letter?
No.
Do you want me to do another letter?
Yeah, do another one.
This is a dad one. So do you want to sit this one out?
No, yeah, if you could.
Some Han Snow. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. My first child, James, was born last month. Is he telling me, or is it that the name of his kid. My first child, James, was born last month. How do you perceive that?
I think he's saying he's talking to you. My first child, James, as you know.
I think you're among the many men who influenced that distinguished name. Oh, okay, there you go. That's the name of his kid. Listen to the Weekly Planet while I rocked him in the hospital and it calmed my anxieties. Thanks. Any advice for raising a baby boy? Mason?
No. This is on you. I mean, learn a lot of birthday songs.
No, you only need two. Oh, there's a triplets one, but I'm not really familiar. Do you want to do the triplets one?
No.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I don't know. I think with any kid, you just spend as much time as you can. That's it for me. Mm-hmm. That's like the best advice I can give. Just be around as much as you can. And sometimes it's hard for work or family reasons or whatever, but I think being present is the most important thing. They don't really remember.
And giving them presents.
And giving them presents. But they don't often remember the cool things that you gave them. Oh, they probably do. But I think it's more, you know, doing stuff together.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, I think they remember experiences and that more than you got me a sweet guitar. Mm. Though, maybe get them a sweet guitar.
Yeah, get them a sweet guitar as early as possible. Get them drums as early as possible. That's the key, I find.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, this is an email from Dustin Brown.
Sounds like a football player.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. So last week of the week before, we talked about what our weird going to the theater rituals are.
Oh yeah, I enjoyed that.
Cinema.
Yeah.
The movie cinema, I called it.
Yeah.
Dustin says, my friend and I always see at least a movie a week. Before we head into the theater, we tie up the ends of some sweatshirt sleeves and slip a 24-ounce IPA into each sleeve.
What's an IPA?
Like a beer. Nice. Like a. Then smuggle them into the theater under our arms, footy style. I'm usually regretting this decision somewhere around the start of the third act. Having said that, we've probably done this about 100 times.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of beer.
I'd have to pee. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We asked a few people if they'd seen a movie more than 100 times. A friend of mine, hang on, I'll see if I can find it.
There's that 42 Avengers guy. Did you see that?
Saw that. He's doing that. He's seeing Avengers Infinity War.
And he's got a ticket to the premiere of 4. They're giving him one.
Cool.
You got a friend, you said.
Let's see.
And then you look like a deer stuck in a headlight.
No, just her ex saw The Wedding Singer over 100 times.
What?
What an interesting choice of films. But people have emailed in. They're like, "Yeah, well, I've seen movies 100 times."
In the Great Mates Planet Broadcasting group, there's people mentioned like The Dark Knight and
yeah,
and a lot of people just like putting things on and like, this is my kind of comfort.
Yeah, for sure.
Movie, mm-hmm. which I
no, you've got to watch it intently. Okay. Otherwise, it doesn't count. You've got to stare at the screen. You cannot look away, or it doesn't count.
Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. I think that's the end of the show. Well,
yes,
we kind of booked through this. I maybe should have paced it a little better.
Nah,
maybe you should have paced it better. How about that?
Nah.
Yeah.
I provide the Bonza content every week.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why don't you take us home, Mason?
All right. Let's see.
In a Bonza or Drongo way.
Okay. I'll do it in a Bonza way.
Okay, good.
Okay, so if you want to contact the show, as those fine people did, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod at Facebook and Twitter and Gmail and Bandcamp if you want to get our audio commentaries.
Correct.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter and on Instagram. I am Nick Maso, NickMaseau, and I'm producing the fire content.
Whoa, I'm also on Instagram. I'm at Mr. Sunday Graham, and I'm also doing a fire content every day.
Yeah, love it. So good.
You took a photo of
yours is mostly $1 million duck related content.
Do you think people got that?
No.
It's not a reference that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
I've told that story, haven't I?
Yes.
On the show?
I think so.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. It's not even a great story.
You're also on Instagram. Let's see, you can follow at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. That's our friend Raw Collins.
Yeah, killing it.
Does so much stuff for us on the podcast.
Too much.
Yes.
He should stop.
I know, right?
Yeah, no, he's a great
If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to chuck in a buck.
Correct.
You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link or an episode description.
Yeah.
If you want to buy some stuff and we get a kickback somehow.
That's right.
We've still got our Care Australia charity drive running.
Mention that up top, yeah.
That's right. I think we're like 15 grand last time
Sweet.
I checked, which
Good.
Is amazing. Thank you to everybody who donates. Even a dollar, you can win some sweet prizes.
Oh yeah.
You can also ask us a question, which we will attempt to answer
in the Q&A.
In the Q&A later on in the year.
All podcasts are doing a little bit of bonus content as well, which is exciting.
Let's see. You can also go to planetbroadcasting.com where you can sign up to our newsletter, which is great. It's got all our other shows on it.
Yep.
We've got some teas on tpublic.com.
Correct.
That's about it, I think.
I think that is about it.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, Incredibles. We're also going to try to bang out a Jurassic World Bonza commentary track this week.
We can do
Look
it.
Look for that early in the week. That'll be on the Patreon and also the Bandcamp.
It's $16,380.
Excellent. I'm just seeing if there's anything else going on at the Bethesda conference. I can't really tell. They seem like they've been talking about Fallout quite a bit. That's exciting. People love those Fallout games. You're a fan?
I know. I'm aware of them.
Yeah, I started one of them and I was in a bunker and I kept being berated by Liam Neeson. And I'm like, I don't like this. I don't like this in my movies. I don't like it in my
games.
That's
right, exactly.
Nah, people love those games.
Constant fear he's going to kill you.
Yeah. Mm. He's so tall, apparently.
Yeah.
In all departments.
Oh, I get it.
That's the rumor.
I've heard.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
A goodbye.
Magnets.
Magnets. Podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.